Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with Lesson 137, When I Am Healed, I Am Not Healed Alone. It says in paragraph 10 that when we let ourselves be healed, we will see all those around us or those who cross our mind, and even those we touch or those we seem to have no contact with, we will see them healed along with us. It tells us in the italics on page 263, when I am healed, I am not healed alone, and I would share my healing with the world, that sickness may be banished from the mind of God's one Son, who is my only self. Today, let us recognize that all healing is of the mind, that somewhere in our mind we have accepted that we are separated from God, and therefore we now experience ourselves as being a separate physical body, limited, frail, weak, vulnerable, and powerless. This is a false condition. It is a projection from a misperception. Today, let us be focused only on the truth that we are one with God. We are spirit, eternal, all-powerful. We are incapable of being harmed. Sickness is an impossibility. Today, spend the day in celebration that sickness is impossible in the mind and heart of God, which is where you are and where you have always been. We have accepted what is not true into our holy mind. Today, let us be devoted with great love and gratitude that we are the holy child of God, that suffering is impossible, and that we are that child. We are entitled to happiness, and it is God's will that we have everything. This is very challenging when you are in pain or when illness seems to overtake you. Remember this, illness can never overtake you. Internally, we have the decision. We can always make the choice to remember what is true, even when what is false is surrounding us in every moment. Today, let us focus only on what is true. The moment we make the choice to know the truth instead of the illusion, it is the Holy Spirit that will fulfill your choice. It is not up to you to solve the problem or to heal your mind. Your part is to recognize that you are holding misperceptions in your mind, or you could not be sick or in pain. Today, let us celebrate that we are free as we have always been, and as we choose the truth to guide us, lead us, that the Holy Spirit will be right with us, walking with us in all that we do to show us our way back to freedom, peace, wholeness, happiness, and the joy that God wills for us. When I am healed, I am not healed alone.